bless you all this morning. Welcome you in the name of the Lord. Lord bless you, Robin and Peter. Nice to see you here. And we'll just open with a word of prayer this morning. Lovely Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you this morning, Lord. We just come before you, Lord. And Lord, you know every heart, Lord. You know why we came, Lord. Lord, whether it's not so much this church building, Lord, or one another, Lord Jesus, but it's you, Lord, that we look to this morning, Lord. And we give you all our love, Lord, and our attention, Lord. And we just pour out our hearts before you this morning, Lord, and praise, Lord, and worship, Lord, and that you might speak to our hearts, Lord. Lord, through your word, Lord, and we just give you the preeminence this morning, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you've called us by your grace this morning. And we thank you for it. And we just pray a blessing upon those that might listen as well, Lord. A special touch for them as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we sing number 675, Mercy There Was Great?
Years and limits and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not who was for him he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me.
Sing number 703. So is so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Indeed.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know. Thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I fruit him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust just to trust his cleansing blood, just his simple faith. Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trusted, how I proved Him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, more grace to trust Him more.
Amen. Who's proved Him? Amen. There's a young boy at work, he sort of likes to give me a hard time and ask why does God let this happen and that happen. I was telling him, I can't really answer all your questions, mate, but you know, I've proved Jesus and He's proved Himself to me. You can't take that away from me, and I believe Him. He's a solid rock. He's not moving. Amen. Let's sing number 477. I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me.
Turning back, no sitting on the fence. I have decided. We'll sing number 364, and then I'll ask Sister Diana if she would bring her item this morning. and Sister Shirley, and Sister Mill have one as well.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure.
Thank you, Sister Diane.
My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. I thought the sun had come to stay, but all too soon it went away, and in its place the storm clouds came, and with the clouds there came the rain. It rained so hard and oh so long, but midst the storm I felt a calm. It was your touch that brought me through it all. Without your help I'd surely fall. Yesterday has come and gone, and now a new day's coming on. I do not know what it may bring. My heart may cry instead of sing. My way, Lord, if you'll just touch me new each day, your loving touch drives all my fears away. Close by your side I want to stay. Lord, you know touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. Lord, you know how weak I really am, even better than myself. But with your through the darkest night, everything's gonna be alright now. Lord, you knew I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, strength to carry on. If you touch me, Lord, I'll have the strength to carry on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Dawn. How true that is. Thank you, Sister Shirley and Sister Mill. Come back to being a bit about being sure, don't we? Where our faith is and who our faith is in. We need to be sure down here. There was no new prayer request when I had a look this morning, but we'll just remember Jonathan Carr, I believe it is, for physical healing and healing of his soul. And we'll just remember Brother Brian Freeborn. I just wonder if Brother Bill would like to come and pray for these, and you might have word this morning.
I, I just want to share a little testimony. Was two Sundays ago, not last Sunday, the Sunday before, we just at home and had church, and we had finished, and I said to Jen, I think we should go up to the hospital. There's a lot of our old people in the hospital at the moment, and one of them was an old work colleague of mine who I've had lots of opportunities to pray with and pray for over the last, 20 years or something. Anyway, we went up there, and her daughters were in the waiting room, and she was pretty low. In fact, we thought she was going to die. So they, when they had finished, the nurses had finished with her, they invited us in, and they were giving her a syringe just to water her mouth so she had a wouldn't go dry. Anyway, we prayed for her, and I cried because I had really enjoyed working with this person over the years and was a good friend of ours. And just prayed. I can't even really remember what I prayed. And we went out, and then on Tuesday I had to call back up the hospital and see the nurse about something. And I thought, oh, I'll go and see Kura, see if she's what's happened, because we hadn't had a phone call or anything. I was sure she was going to die, you know. Anyway, so I went into her room, and it was absolutely empty. And I said to the, I went down the corridor and I said to the nurse, oh, where's Kura Tibble? And they said, oh, she's gone. And I thought that they meant she's gone, like she's gone to Evans to get fixed up and then come back up the coast again. Anyway, I said, oh, has she gone down to Evans? And they said, no, she's gone home. And I just couldn't believe it, you know? Like, and anyway, so I rang her mokopuna who I was there at the time we prayed, and apparently, so we had our prayer time with her then, and in the afternoon somehow they set up a Skype with her family in Australia. Then she came right and went home, and she was, but she died on Monday, was it, honey, or something like that, Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, you know, there must have been a reason for that. But on Thursday I went to Tiki Tiki and had an opportunity. The Anglican minister there had asked, Bill, would you bring the message? So I just brought a message about God and how, you know, he wants us to be in communion with him, and just to, prayer is powerful, and we should never underestimate that, you know. And just how God is obligated to his word. And I just shared with them James 5, 14, 15 and 16 about, you know, if any sick among you, call for the elders, anoint with oil, and then, you know, how it goes, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I did say to them, I'm not righteous in my own right, but I have a mighty God who's right. And we've got the same God this morning that we're going to pray. What was the wrong with that fellow car?
He's heading for a soul and physical
healing. Okay, and what about old brother Brian Freeborn?
He's traveling.
Anyone else? Anyone else got some needs? Can't believe in a group of this number that there's not someone who, like, anyone got anything unspoken that they just want to bring before the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we had a good, another good thing was Israel, one of our papas died this week. He's gone back to Motito, where Timmy's from. He was 89, week out from his birthday, and he passed away. Anyway, we said to Israel, oh, Israel, if you've got time, go to the Tangi. They're stopping in Auckland for a couple of days before they go all the way up north to where Timmy's from. Anyway, Israel said, oh, I can't, I'm not in Gisborne this weekend. Not in Auckland this weekend. Anyway, we turned up for coffee with the kids and with my dad this morning, and who should be there but Israel. So it was good just to catch up with him. So, Lord, we got much to be thankful for, Lord. What a mighty God we have, Lord. And, Lord, you're always for us, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. You're always for us. You're always just there, Lord. You just want us to turn and call out to you, Lord, to cry out to you and just say, Lord, just we are needy people and we need your help, and you want to help us, Lord. And you love it when we call out to you, because we realize our own inadequacy, but that you have all things in hand. So, Lord, we want to pray for this guy, John Carr, Lord, just for his soul, Lord, and for physical healing, Lord Jesus. You know, Lord. Yeah. We might not even see the manifestation of it, Lord. You know, something might happen. He might pass away. But he's in his heart, he's made himself right with God. We can't even see those kind of things, Lord. And it's never too late, Lord, until you draw your last breath. So we just want to lift him up before you today, Lord Jesus. Just pray for his soul, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would reach out, Lord. We know, as Howard said, Lord, unless you draw, we can't come to you. So we're asking that you draw him this morning, Lord. And even for Brian Freeborn, as he's traveling, just for traveling mercy, strengthen him, Lord. It's not hard to be a circuit preacher, Lord. People think, oh, that it's a glamour job. It's not a glamour job, Lord. It's hard work. And just strengthen him, Lord. Just grant him the words, Lord, the unction to speak, and just that he be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, just to deliver the message that you truly would want delivered to the people that he's going to serve. Lord, we just remember all our oldies here this morning, Lord, just for an extra measure of your grace and strength at this time, Lord. It's pretty cold, and Lord, just the extra things that that would come our way at this time, Lord, just bless them, Lord. Lord, and our young ones, Lord, our children, and for those amongst us who have got grandchildren, Lord, just bless them at this time, Lord. Just draw them unto yourself, Lord Jesus, that we could have the testimony that as for us and our homes, Lord, we would serve the Lord. And that we would obey you alone, Lord Jesus, that you alone would be our Lord. You just lift up the unspoken requests before you this morning, Lord. You know the hearts of the people, Lord. They're just reaching out to you today, Lord, for a touch from you. Just that security and just that thing that you've heard their prayer, Lord, just grant it to them now, Lord, that they would just sense in their spirit even now just that peace, Lord. That, yep, you've heard us, Lord. You know our heart's cry, Lord, and that help is on its way. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Bless Howard too as he brings a word. Pray that we'd have ears to listen, Lord, that we'd be attentive, Lord, and that our hearts would just be willing to receive from you this morning. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
We'll just stand and sing a few more, and then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. Sing deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Who's so glad that He's yours?
Amen.
Just to have the Lord is just so wonderful. Hallelujah. You believe that, Brother Peter? I know Brother Peter, I met him a few times, quite a few times in Gizmo Motors, buying parts. But I knew he loved the Lord, and it was a real, real blessing to always see him there. And we're glad to have you here and your wife. Robin, is it Robin? Nice to have you. God bless you. Now, Brother Tim was under inspiration this morning because his first comments were, I hope, who remembers what his very first comments were when he came to the pulpit? He was saying, we've got to prove God. Yep. And he spoke about the man at work, right? You've got to prove the Lord and to prove that he doesn't fail us. It's really wonderful. And I just want to speak about relying on an unfailing God. We can prove Him. So I was really blessed to hear you say that, Brother Tim. And Brother Lee, we've had that many, many times here. It should be normal. If everyone's just been led by God, it's all in sync. And I just thank Him for that. So may the Lord speak to us this morning. God bless every one of you and all those who are listening in on the internet, and we pray that you'll be encouraged too. So I just pray that the Lord will speak to us in a very definite way. Speak to my heart, number one. I want to be spoken to. I pray that the Lord will do that for me as well. So I just wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8. And it's just one verse. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 8, which says, "Were not the Ethiopians and Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord," listen to this, brother and sister, "because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivereth them into thine hand." Praise be to God. Let's say praise the Lord. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, and we really thank you for the privilege of coming around thy holy word. I pray, Lord, the Holy Spirit will come this morning and make your word live in our hearts, Lord. Your words are life. You said the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So, Lord, I'm praying that you will speak to every heart here, Lord, and those who are listening to, Lord, may they also be a part of your word. We commit it to you right now in the name of Jesus. May it be for your glory. We give it to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So, it's a very wonderful scripture. And I saw that. Because this great host that came up against them was pretty big. A lot of soldiers. Do you know how many? Over a million. I've proven that. Very huge army. Over a million people. Soldiers coming against Israel. Israel had a few hundred thousand or something. But God was with them. They trusted in the Lord. You know, the other day I had a drain layer working at my place, putting a drain from our property to drain it from surface water. And I said to him, "I guess we're going to rely on gravity." He said, "Yep." He said, "That's the best." He said, "Pumps fail. A pump, water pump, fails on you, but gravity never fails." I started to think about that for a moment. The Lord made gravity. Who believes the law of gravity was given by God? And whatever he does never fails. So I started thinking about that. And I was thinking about the universe and the bodies that are moving around out there. Extremely large. Very, very large. And some of them are a million times bigger than Earth. We're not talking about little wee clunk bits of rock. These stars are a million times larger than Earth. Incomprehensible. But you know who brought it there? God did. Who keeps it in order? God does. If you get a star out there that's a million times bigger than Earth moving around, you need to have it on rails. You need to have it in control, because we don't want it banging into anything, especially into Earth. We serve a mighty God. Who believes we do? And so I've just been thinking about that. He's got them in perfect orbit and perfect synchronization, just perfect. In so much that we here on Earth can get our time exactly right because of the heavens. Because God's order never fails. Whatever God has done is totally infallible and can be relied upon. Do you believe you can rely on the Lord? If you're in doubt this morning, I pray that when you leave this place, you'll have total assurance that you can trust in God. Hallelujah. So in our reading this morning, we're speaking from 2 Chronicles 16:8. It tells us it's God above God's faithfulness. As I said before, Israel had a formidable army against them, the Ethiopians and the other crowd, Lubans. I've never heard of them before, but very large. A very large host, it says. And as I said before, they claim that there's no less than a million soldiers and 300 chariots came against Israel. That's a very big army. It hardly fit here in Gisborne very well. But they were there. However, because they relied on the Lord, Brother Tim, they had proved him before, and they're ready to prove him again. God delivered this million strong army into their hands. Absolute miracle. Unheard of. But you know, when God does something, he does it properly. And then I started to think about he will deliver us also if we will rely on him. I just really believe God will deliver us. Now the Lord's touched lives here. We've had some pretty wonderful healings of late. And it proves that he's the same yesterday, today and forever. Who believes that?
Amen.
And we were over in Louisville, Kentucky a couple of months ago, and we had some very wonderful, as they put it, miraculous healings. Nothing to do with me. I can't heal anything. I can't even heal an ant. But God was present, and he came down and healed people, even the pastor's daughter, who had two illnesses quite bad, and she was instantly healed in the meeting. Do you believe that God is able?
Amen.
You can prove him now. Prove me now, saith the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, we want to speak about, we can rely on an infallible God. And it's just so wonderful to be a part of him. For the Lord cannot fail. He is fail-proof. And the Bible clearly states this in Proverbs 3, 5 and to 6 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now this is our problem. We have a problem. This is a problem. Lean not unto thine own understanding. It's our understanding that messes it all up in our head. God says he'll do it. Say, take for divine healing. Say, a person comes here crippled or something. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Who believes that? Say amen. Our mind says, oh, but how can that be? He's in a wheelchair. Or that can't happen because of this and because of that. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Prove God. Rely on an infallible God. I believe we need to test our faith. Who believes this? We need to test our faith. Put our faith in action. Paul said, faith without works is dead. What's the use of faith if you don't put into action? So we see this was really amazing that we can rely upon him. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So the Lord wants us to acknowledge his hand. It's really good to acknowledge him. If God heals you, get out and testify about it.
Amen.
That's absolutely essential. You know, you like to be thanked if you help somebody. So does God. He wants to be thanked. What about the 10 lepers? If they're all healed and only one come back. And the Lord said, where are the other 9? Where are they? Healed of leprosy. Changed their whole life. They didn't even bother to come back and thank him. In all thy ways acknowledge him. So it's really important we thank God. Absolutely. We should thank him. So it takes total reliance on the Lord without our reasoning. You know, God's teaching us faith. He's teaching me faith. And I really believe if you just tune into the Lord, he'll teach you to believe him. You say, I haven't got much faith. We didn't say you need a lot. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and I've seen mustard seed faith from Israel. And I was showing it, and it was so tiny, it's about the size of a full stop on a page. You don't need much faith for God to come and do something for you. Because I've got to get more faith. No, just use the faith God's given you. Just put that faith into action. Just take him at his word. It's not you anyway. It's not how big you are, or it's how big God is and how much his faith, his word will never fail. God will never fail. I don't care what you'll need this morning. He'll never fail you. But you need to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine understanding. So then God can help us and totally take care of every need we have. Who believes that?
Amen.
Well, I think there should be more amens than that. I do believe. That's good, Brother Bill. Be it unto you according to your faith. See, when you take God at his word, he'll honor your faith in his word. So I love this scripture. And we often quote it. It's found in 2 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Not some of the things. Oh, God can handle this, but I'm not sure whether he can handle this problem. This is a bit more to it than this one. It's a bit more difficult. Listen, cast all your cares upon him. I'm going to read you from the Amplified Bible because it's really good. It says, casting the whole of your care, the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him, for he cares for you. He affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Now, this is confirmed also in the Old Testament. I'll read it to you from Psalm 55, verse 22. People say, oh, why do you read so much scriptures? Because I've got more confidence in what he says than what I say. God will back his word, not what I say. He won't back any other man's word, only if we quote his word. We use his word. In Psalm 55, 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Isn't that wonderful? I'll read that from the Amplified too. You know, I don't like reading straight from the Amplified, but I do appreciate some of the ways it expands on the scriptures and the words we use. Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. You cannot fail, because he doesn't fail. If you're in Christ, you will not fail. Hallelujah. Against all odds, we can rely on the Lord, as Israel did. So when it comes to our salvation, I want to speak on this a little, because this is very important. Who believes that salvation's everything? It's everything. You've got to know where you stand in the Lord and have that assurance. Like his creation, God's plan of redemption was perfect, foolproof, without fault, cannot fail. Your salvation cannot fail if you're in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Let's say praise the Lord. Oh, we are believers, aren't we? Yeah, this is reality. And brothers and sisters, this afternoon, if you're going to cross over, you don't even know. You want to know that your salvation is hanging there right strong. In Christ Jesus our Lord, the Savior of our soul. And so, we want to know, how does he do this? How does God's salvation, how does he do this? I'll tell you one thing he does, by keeping human beings out of it. If he just get you out of it, he can bless you. And he made an unconditionally provided salvation for us. It doesn't need your righteousness, doesn't need your good works, doesn't need your failures either. When God does something, it's perfect. The Bible says he swore by himself. He couldn't find anyone else to swear by. This is totally all God. Hallelujah. Our salvation is totally all God. We think, oh, I've got to be a better Christian. Forget it. You'll never be a better Christian. You're saved by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, and his blood can never fail. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. Amen. That's good. So what did he do to provide for our salvation? He provided himself a sacrifice. He offered up himself as a sacrifice for our sin and unbelief. Don't you love the Lord? He could have sat on the throne and said, I'm Almighty God. I've created the heavens and the earth. I don't have to go down to these little human beings who are messed up down there. But he loved you. He loved you from the beginning. He first loved us. Even we were dead in sins and trespasses and sins, it said. He came down. And he knew the only salvation's going to work, did he? Is for you to stay out of it. It's going to be all him. Isn't that wonderful? It's nothing to do with you. You can't make it stronger. It's perfect. He's fail-proof. His word is sure. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, he takes your word for it. Hallelujah. And you repent of your sins. You give your life to Christ. Then he gives you a garment of his righteousness. Wow. Righteousness. God's righteousness wrapped around you. That's how you get to heaven. It's only if you've got the garment on. You can't go and say, I'm a preacher. I'm a singer. Very nice. Have you got the garment of his righteousness wrapped around you? It's the only way we can enter into the kingdom of God. So I've been very blessed by these things. The truth of the matter is, each one of us should have been consumed with our sin. Completely obliterated. With no hope if we start looking at our lives. We know we're just full of it. You're born with it. You didn't become a sinner. No. You were born one. That's why you sinned. Because we were born, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. So brothers and sisters, we should understand these things. There's not one human being that has ever been or ever going to be in a place to qualify for the salvation in their own right. There's no way. I cannot do it. Let's read Romans 3, verse 10 to 12. As it is written, there is none righteous. There it is. When God says something, it's final. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Think about it. But say, oh, I went seeking the Lord. Hold on. It says there's none that seeketh after God. Well, why were you seeking after God? Because he was calling you. That's why. Jesus said, no man cometh unto me except my Father draw him. There's none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. So that's really clear. Don't ever think that we could ever be a wonderful, wonderful person and God accept us on that basis. You'll only be accepted under the blood of Christ. How could any of us make it knowing these things? It's totally by the goodness and mercy of God that we are saved. Let's turn to Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Now think about this. It's by the goodness of God you're not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know that lovely song we sing, Great is thy faithfulness? Maybe we could sing that a little later. I'll see. The best thing for you and I to do is totally rely upon his mercies. The Lord's salvation through Calvary is designed and maintained by God alone. He's not depending upon me. He's not depending upon you to keep his salvation complete. Oh, praise the Lord for that. If it took me to keep my salvation, it'd be a hopeless case. You're the same. Is that true? Absolutely. We wouldn't last a day. In Psalm 33, verse 8, it says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. That's where it belongs. Thy blessing is upon thy people. God does not save us today and lose us tomorrow. What sort of show is that? What sort of workmanship would that be? God saves you and you're saved, and then he turns around and loses you. Oh, what about he puts the planets up there? Puts the moon up there. Oh, the moon's gone out of orbit. Oh, no, hold on. God does not fail. When God saved you, he saved you. In fact, he saved you before you came here. Did you know that? The Bible says, before the foundation of the world, God saw you and chose you and wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is that true? Say amen. That's what he said. It's his doing. You say, but I repented. That's because God drew you to himself. Of course you need to repent. Of course you need to put things right with God and get right with. Absolutely. But it's the Holy Spirit drawing you. And you know the Bible says, by the goodness of God that he leadeth you to repentance. If God doesn't lead you to repentance, you don't repent. Why is there good people out there that don't repent? Because God's not calling them yet. Maybe he will. But you're only called by the goodness of God. Puts things in a totally different area. You know, people sweating it out for years. Oh, I've been a good Christian. I pay my tithes. I go to church every Sunday. And those are good things, but that'll never save you, my brother and sister. That'll never save you. The only thing that'll save you is the goodness and mercy of God that he gives to you, his salvation. It's his salvation. Salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, as we just said, just read it. It belongeth unto God. No, he has a foolproof salvation for those who love him. In Psalm 40, verse 9, it says this. David says, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. This is the great congregation. I preach righteousness. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. You see, brother and sister, you can have it in your heart. But God doesn't want it to sustain your heart. He wants you to get out and tell people. Get out and testify what God's done for you. You say, I'm not a preacher. He didn't say to be a preacher. He said, get out and tell. Go tell what God has done for you. Maybe the postman at the mailbox, or the person next door to you, or your workmates, or whatever it is. Get out and tell what God has done for you. When it's the appropriate time, of course. When you feel a leading and the Lord opens the door, speak the truth. Don't hold back. David said, I've not refrained from speaking of thy salvation. To declare thy faithfulness. That is what we're doing today. We're declaring the great salvation that God has given to his children. The Lord will never fail you. Hallelujah. God never fails. Let's say it. God never fails. Let's say it again loud. God never fails. That's his word. He'll never fail you, brother and sister. Never. Though we fail him every day. Terrible, isn't it? The wonderful thing is he will never go back on his word. He promised something, he's going to keep it. I just feel good saying these things because it speaks about me. Does it speak about you? He'll never fail you. Sometimes we've gone back on our word, not willingly, but we fail sometimes. But the whole of heaven and earth are held together by the word of God. Let's turn to Matthew 24:34, which says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away. These big bodies, a million times bigger than the earth, lots of them. Galaxies are very big things, aren't they? Very big. We're on a galaxy. It's so big you can't even see Earth. It's just a speck. They call it the little blue planet. It takes millions of years to cross one. These are big, Brother Bill. Do you know how many out there, those galaxies? 100 billion. We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
He's able to control this world. He controls the nations. He controls the wars. Did you know the Bible says these things? Very clearly. He raises up and he puts down. I just want to be in his everlasting arms, trusting in his grace and mercy that he's provided so dearly at Calvary for me. So we see, it's just really wonderful. And here is something about the Word of God. I like the way it's written. It's quite amazing about the Bible, about the Scriptures. It says in Luke 16:17, "And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than for one tittle of the law to fail." The law is the Word of God. It cannot fail. Heaven and earth can fail, but this cannot fail. This cannot fail. So, brother and sister, you know some good advice for you. Stay with the Word of God. Stay with what He has said. And you're safe and secure. Praise be to God. It's easier, it says, for heaven and earth to pass away than for one, this is what it says in the Amplifier, one dot of the law to fail and become void. Or it says in the Hebrew says this. This is what it translates to. "It is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for the smallest stroke of a letter to pass away." You can take this, hang your soul on it.
Hallelujah.
You know, I remember a testimony. This lady had she's dying. They prayed for her. She had cancer or something like that. A few years ago. And people said, "Well, why aren't you getting well?" She said, she got up one at a service and she got up and she said, "I believe this with all my heart. I believe what he said because he does not fail." And you know what she did? She put the Bible on the ground. And I'm not going to do it because I don't want to do it. She put the Bible on the ground and she stood on the Bible. She said, "I'm standing on every word he said." God healed her right then. Why? Because he cannot fail. God cannot fail. Who loves the Lord?
I love the Lord.
And one stroke of the letter cannot be changed. Don't change the Bible, just say what it says.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful. That's what we believe. Here, always just say what the Word says. Don't add to it or take away. The Bible says your name will be taken out of the book of life. Just leave it the way it is. If you don't understand it, just leave it. But don't change it. Praise be to God. But he's a faithful and fail-proof. One to be relied upon. Who loves the Lord today? He's just so wonderful. He's so faithful to his creation and especially to his children. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Brother and sister, when you get a revelation of what I'm telling you, your life is going to change. I'm serious. Where some people give their heart to the Lord and say, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." It's sometimes a little bit light. They don't mean to be, but sometimes they forget about it, you know. They give their heart to the Lord and they ask the Lord to forgive them. "But Lord, forgive me my sins. Now, Lord, I want you to bless me." It's not that. In repentance, there should be genuineness that you heard him. And Jesus Christ went to Calvary because of your sin. It's got to be that real to you. Regardless of anything else happening around you. You love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
And gave his life for us. But he's faithful. He'll keep you. He's going to present you blameless on that day. Isn't that marvelous? God will present you blameless. Who wants to be presented blameless? We've got to get that robe of his righteousness on. He'll faithfully keep his word. He'll faithfully keep his word. Don't you love the Lord? Shall we just stand for prayer, brother and sister? Every head bowed, every heart bowed before the Lord. Just ask the musicians to come. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts that you're a faithful God, the same God that put the universe out there, put the laws upon earth, even gravity even. They cannot be changed because it's your work. And the plan of salvation was ordered of you, Lord, and established by you. And the blood of Jesus Christ can never fail. It'll hold until the end. And Lord, I need the blood of Jesus. I need the power of Calvary to be a part of my life. We all do here, Lord. We need it. I just pray, Lord, you really cause us to understand that our faith and our trust can be in the finished work. What you have done. No going around saying, how do I know I'm saved? Or I haven't been good enough for God. You'll never be good enough for God, Lord. We know that. But Jesus was, and is accepted of the Heavenly Father, accepted as a sweet-smelling savour. The sacrifice of your precious blood was acceptable in the eyes of God. And Lord, we just thank you for this, and we give you glory for it, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that as we consider these things this morning, that our hearts will be strengthened, we'll be blessed and encouraged. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Let's sing that wonderful song we have here. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow.
As thou hast been, thou
scriptures tell us, it says very clearly that his mercies are new every morning. Every morning there's new mercies for you, brother and sister. If you messed it up, say, Lord, I want more mercy today. This is a fresh day. I want your mercies. Will you grant it to me? Oh, it's so wonderful. Who loves the Lord Jesus? It's just so wonderful. If you get a hold of this, the joy of the Lord will enter your life like never before. You're not trusting in you. You're trusting in him. Hallelujah. Let's sing this one. Pardon for sin. Sad insurance.
Mercy rewrote my life. Sing it a bit slower than we normally sing it, and let it come from your heart as we worship him. Mercy rewrote my life. Yes, Lord, that was my life. Mercy rewrote. Speak to those hundreds of people, maybe thousands, that are listening on the internet. We'll sing it again, and it says, mercy rewrote my life. Let's take responsibility for what we're singing. It was me that he rewrote that life for. And the Lord did it without question. We didn't have to do anything, just believe and have trust and faith in what the Lord has already done. So you people out there, the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere, wherever you are, in a sitting room, in a car, whatsoever, claim this as we sing it. Mercy rewrote my life. It's my Lord. Mercy. But mercy rewrote my life. just let us pray. Lord, we come before you, Lord, and I was just thinking we had our prayer requests as we did every Sunday. And that's good that we can pray for others. But Lord, our first foremost should be thank you, Lord, for being here. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, for your Holy Spirit that stirs us in our hearts and causes us to even come to church. It's not because we come to church, but we are to meet together with each other. But Lord, every one of us need to know that you are the figure that we've got to acknowledge. Coming to any church is not going to save us, even this one. Not possible. Impossible. The only way, Lord, that we can be saved is we come with our hearts open towards the Lord Jesus Christ and accept, as we've heard this morning, what you did for us. You didn't ask us to get rid of our sin or to do this or do that. You did all that. We got to worship God. That's what we come to church for, to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the people that listen in at their time of listening. And bless us, Lord, as we consider what was being spoken and meditate upon it. Because it's all in the Word of God. And we need to believe what we read. In the King James Version, for sure. Lord, just undertake for us, I pray. Be with us, Lord, as we just draw aside for fellowship and for a luncheon in the church hall here, Lord, and may we have just sweet fellowship. Bless it to us, and we thank you for providing it, Lord. Bless the hands that prepared it. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And Lord, just be with us this afternoon service, 1 o'clock. Undertake for those that will come. Be with those that are not here today, probably because of school holidays and people are not so many here today. And undertake for them wherever they are. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. You are dismissed.